Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operation, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. I'm Russell. Okay, I'm the Russell of Hotels. Hope all is well. Hope things are going well. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Today is show number 66. I just have to pause. Every time I say, you know, the number, it goes up every week, right? But it's just astounding that, you know, I've gone to 66 shows when the average length of a podcast series is 6 shows. Can you believe that? I was talking to some young ladies earlier today, trying to give them some advice on starting podcasts, because it's like 6 women, 6 young ladies that were thinking about or trying to create podcasts for themselves. And when I mentioned the 6, you know, the average length of a podcast series is only 6 shows, they were like blown away that, you know, because people get caught up, you know, maybe they don't have the subject matter, maybe, you know, they get discouraged or whatever. And my advice was just to keep going, just keep moving. I mean, I started with 2 listeners. Now I have 3. So you just keep going, right? I mean, you know, you don't get caught up with what other people say, because if you let people get in your head, get in your ear, it will discourage you, and you won't want to pursue it. But everyone has a voice. Everyone has a story to tell. No 2 people are alike. You know, everyone's unique. So I always say, just go for it, because you got something to say, right? It's like me. I got something to say. You know, people may not listen, but I got something to say. So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It's all about connecting people and collaboration. That's what we try to do. Hashtag hospitality unplug, which means we talk about everything hospitality. Sometimes we talk about some other things too. We say some stuff, you know, maybe some people don't want to hear or don't like, but that's okay. As long as we keep it clean. And just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it, but we try to keep things, or I try to keep things, you know, level, clean, you know, because my mom listened to the show, right? So I can't say anything too crazy, right? Because she'd be giving me a phone call. Why did you have to say that? You know, I'll say something like about Blythe, right? Something as innocent as, well, it's 200 degrees down there. You know, that just means it's hot. It's hotter than anywhere else, including Death Valley in California, right? And she'd say, oh, it's not 200 degrees. It's not that hot. It's only 115. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. It's not hot, man. Anyway, so that's my mom for me. But anyway, hello, mom. How are you doing? Hey, Stacy. Hey, Marsha. You know, those are 3 people that listen to the show. So I got to give them a shout out, right? But anyway, show 66, industry news. Now, you know, I didn't go with a lot of industry news today. I went with some stuff today that's important. I think it's important to our industry, if not the entire nation. And it's basically this, you know, stuff that's going on now. I mean, we got the COVID going on, right? but we got, you know, social injustices going on. Hey, we haven't forgotten about that. All right. I haven't forgotten. So, and you know, when you have a platform to talk about these things, and you have to talk about them, you know, as uncomfortable as some of these things may be, some of these topics may be, but you know, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a little bit more uncomfortability, that if that's even a word, right? But I'm not one to shy away from, you know, some of the things that are going on. But the only thing I just want to highlight is there was a video that was put out last week by, I think it was 5 or 6 Black tourism professionals. I'm not going to mention all the names because I can't remember anybody's name, but Elliot Ferguson was one. Cleo Battle was another. Al Hutchinson was another. I just can't think of the other two or three gentlemen's names. But I mean, I happen to know the three that, you know, I mentioned because that's and their names are top of mind. But anyway, I posted this on my LinkedIn page for people to look at, right? People to watch and to see and to have your opinion and to talk, right? Talk about it. I mean, it's all about talking about these things that are going on. It's not about, okay, you know, yeah, this happened and, you know, okay, let's move on to something else, because that's what society wants. They want you to move on from the negative things that are going on, but, you know, just kind of, you know, let's just sweep this under the rug. So, you know, we'll give it a little attention and we keep it moving. Well, that's not what it should be. And that's not what I'm all about. You know, I don't mention that stuff every week on the show, but it is something that needs to be talked about. And it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to have these uncomfortable conversations because, you know, in order to be comfortable, you're going to have to be uncomfortable for a little while. Okay. So, I mean, it was uncomfortable for me to even listen to some of the stuff because those were the things that they talked about were their experiences. Have I experienced, you know, some of the same things that they did? I have experienced some things, right? Maybe not to the level of that, but listen to it and you'll understand, because I'm not going to go into everything they talked about. But I think it's important that everyone listens to, you know, the experiences of these 5 Black individuals, all male, that happen to be at the top of their game is in the Black tourism. They're Black tourism professionals. So they're at the top of their game in our industry. Okay. They're CEOs of tourism boards or CVBs or DMOs or XYZs, 1, 2, 3, whatever you want to call them. They're the tops. They're at the top of their field in this profession. Okay. And they weren't, you know, spared because of that, right? Because they're, you know, top of their professions or in this particular field, or they're salespeople or they're VPs of this or CEOs of that, they were still subject to, you know, racial discrimination, which is uncalled for, unheard of, shouldn't be happening. But like I said, I have an obligation to say something about it, to post things on my LinkedIn page or Facebook page or talk about it on this radio show, because I have a platform to do it, right? So anyway, so my suggestion is to just check it out, listen to it. So I'm on, like I said, it's on my LinkedIn page. It's 5 questions about race answered by Black tourism professionals. They spoke about their experiences, and it's something everyone should hear. It can be uncomfortable to hear, but it can begin a conversation. And that's what it's all about. Understanding someone else's plight. Okay. We didn't all come from the same place. We didn't all have things handed to us. Okay. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we do deserve a seat at the table. Okay. Bottom line, because we bring just as much, if not more, than anyone else does. Okay. So anyway, there you go. That's what I have to say about that. Check it out. I think it's definitely worth listening to. It's only 10 minutes. I mean, it's a 10-minute video. Okay. So if you can't listen, if you don't have 10 minutes out of your life, then I'm sorry, I can't help you any further than that. So anyway, so that's it. So that's my industry news. So check out my LinkedIn page, Russell L. Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D. That's me. I'm the Russell of Hotels. So check it out. Just 5 questions about race answered by 5 male Black tourism professionals, ones that are at the top of their game. Okay. So non-meat eats. Today's Taco Tuesday, right? So today I'm making some buffalo cauliflower tacos. Okay. So my marinade, the cauliflower in buffalo sauce, which is a mixture of hot sauce, like Louisiana type hot sauce. I use Red Rooster, I believe is the brand that I use, and mix it with some vegan butter. So you melt the vegan butter, pour the hot sauce in there, and then enough to coat. I mean, however, I'm not sure how much cauliflower you would need, but it's enough to coat that. Put in the oven, 500 degrees until it gets kind of charred. And then I cut it up, and that's my taco filling. Boom. I make my own salsa, either with fresh tomatoes, or I can use canned tomato sauce. I throw a jalapeno in there. I throw some the pepper flakes. I season it. Onions. And this is in a blender, so I just blend all this together. And I grow fresh Mexican oregano, which gives the salsa a different flavor. Oh, my God. This lady, she gave me a recipe one day. Used to work with, what was her name? I can't think of what her name, but I worked with her at the Sheraton. She would always make, when we had potlucks, she would always bring like five different types of salsa. And the one that I liked had the fresh oregano. I said, what is that taste in there? I said, it's a very distinctive taste or flavor. She goes, oh, I use fresh oregano. Don't use the dry oregano. Grow your own. So what did I do? I went to Home Depot or whatever, bought, you know, a pot of that, and it grows like crazy, right? So you just go out there and pick it, throw it in a blender with everything else, and it just gives a different flavor. So Mexican oregano, fresh Mexican oregano. Check it out, okay? So that's what I'm eating for tacos today. Guess what? I got an email that KFC is now, they're starting their Beyond Meat Chicken, right? It's now there. It's now ready to be eaten, to be tried or whatever. So guess where I'm going after the show? I'm going to KFC to get me a bucket of the Beyond Meat Chicken. So at least I'm gonna try it. Okay, I'm gonna try it and see what it is, what it's about, and I'll make sure I come back and report to you, right? Because I'm all about non-meat eats. You guys know that, right? I don't eat meat. I'm a vegan, or I have vegan ways. I'm plant-based. Let's just say I'm plant-based, because if you're vegan, that means you have other things that you're doing. Like, you don't wear leather. You don't do any of that stuff. Well, I wear leather, you know, I'm not a complete vegan. It's a whole lifestyle, and I haven't adapted that lifestyle yet, but I have adapted 100% plant-based. So that's what I'm about. You know, and I was looking at, somebody sent this via Facebook. Snoop Dogg has a selection of wine out. He just came out with, it's called 19 Crimes Snoop Cali Red. Well, the brand is called 19 Crimes. And then one particular one is a Cali Red. Is that red? I mean, it's a mixture of red grapes. I'm not sure. Is it a Chardonnay? I mean, not a Chardonnay, a Cabernet. I'm not sure. But I just happened to see this, and I said, I have to talk about this, right? Snoop Dogg with a wine, with his own wine. Okay. All right, Snoop Dogg, I ain't mad at him, okay? That reminds me of something else that I've been meaning to say. You know, some people are into wine, and, you know, a lot of people know that I'm into beer, right? I remember back in the day that we used to call it micro beers, right? When there was this big wave of little micro breweries that were popping up throughout, you know, I remember them in California, Nevada, Arizona, whatever. Now they're called craft beers, right? But back in the day, back in the 90s, it was micro breweries. Okay. So I'm in the, you know, drinking different types of beer. So what I did, and I happened to find this one day, I think an email or somewhere, I was looking at something, and this company by the name of, it's an app. It's called Tavour, T-A-V-O-U-R. It's an app for that. It's an app, right? So I downloaded the app and I signed up. And it's a way you can order these micro or craft beers, right, from around the United States. There are a lot of IPAs if you're into IPAs. I'm not into IPAs myself, but it gives you, I get five notifications a week about different beers that are coming out. And then you just select it. You just, you know, click on the one that you want, and then they mail them to you. So I got a shipment of like six the other day. And very good. Some are very interesting. One was like this orange peel citrus ale. I mean, it was refreshing. It was a refreshing beer. So it's not your typical type of beer, right? But they have different types. Like I said, IPAs. They had this one that had this citrus blend to it. They have chocolate beers. I just saw one had banana split. Like, I don't even know what the heck it is in that. But they have descriptions. You can see what's in it. Because I have to stay, you know, some of the stuff I'm not going to drink, because if it's like banana split, it may have milk in it or whatever. I'm, you know, I'm cool with that. I don't need that. But it's cool. So Tavour, T-A-V-O-U-R. Okay, so I just ordered two more, and it tell you the shipment date and all that stuff. And I think the shipment date is not even till the middle of July. So that means if I see another one, I can add to the list. So I have on my order now two bottles of something. I can't remember what they were. But it gives me to the 15th of August to order another one. And then that's when it ships out. And this year may be in like 2 days or something after it ships. But it's interesting. So I'll keep you posted on that. In fact, I did post something yesterday on is either Twitter or Instagram. Well, anyway, check this out. I mean, this is how, you know, Twitter, all these social media things work, right? The day before I posted something, and I can't remember what it was. It was food related. It may have been the beer. Okay, when I got the beer, I took pictures of it and I posted it. Okay, now I got maybe 400 views of it, right? It was like a quick little picture video. No, it was a picture. Okay, now I got the beer and I tried and I tasted it and I took another picture of it. It was poured into a glass, right? So it was outside and the backdrop was like some shrubbery that I have in my yard, right? Do you know that picture, like I said, the first picture that I did, just the beer itself, not open, was 400 views. The next one, the one that was open, was 1,500 views. And that it's just interesting how, you know, certain things will trigger certain responses. Okay, so you're always looking for that sweet spot in all this social media stuff, right? You think that this is going to get a bunch of views, but sometimes it doesn't, right? So it's just interesting how it can be the verbiage, it can be the content, it could be the picture. Is it a video versus, you know, a still picture? And these were both still pictures, right? But because it was open and you could see the color of it, and I think said this is the best refreshing, you know, orange ale, whatever, citrus ale I've ever had. And it was. And maybe that was part of it. The caption maybe is what drew people to it, right? So I don't know. So it's just interesting how, you know, some things you post will get a gang of responses, and some things that you post, they don't. So, but keep doing it, right? You just keep posting. It doesn't matter. I don't do it for the likes and all that stuff anyway. I do it because I'm interested in beer. I mean, just for, you know, example is the beer. I'm interested in it. I like it. Like some people are into wine. People will post wine all day long and, oh, I drink wine. I had two bottles of wine, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm not into wine. Okay. I'm in the beer. Okay. But I used to be into wine. I don't know if I told you guys this. When I was at in school, Cal Poly, we had in our major, which was hotel, restaurant, travel management, one of the classes, an elective was wine and spirits, right? So guess who was first in line to take that class, right? So wine spirits, you got to try, you know, different distilled spirits. I mean, your vodkas, your gins, you know, then you went into your bourbons, you know, your whiskeys, things like that. And then you started with beer, or you went into beer, wine. And you know, I can read the labels. I know what the region, you know, like a French wine or Italian wine, you know, all the writing on there, that means something, right? You know, the region, the wine region, you know, what type of grape, I mean, all that stuff. I mean, I learned all more than I ever cared to learn, but it was good. I mean, it was interesting. And I still remember that stuff to this day. So I'll go and look at I'm in the liquor store and I happen to see a bottle of wine, and I say, oh, it comes from this region, and this is a type of grape and all this kind of stuff. Boom. You know, I know what types of wines were served with what type of food. You know, you had to pair things like that. And oh, it was interesting. But I'm not into that anymore. So I just drink beer. Beer goes with everything. Okay. Goes with veggie food, vegan food, goes with steak, eggs, pancakes, whatever. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, so that's my rant on. That was my industry news, right? We talk more about food than everything, than anything, right? Okay, are you still reinventing yourself? Are you pivoting? Last week, I talked about the 8 words you can use other than pivoting. I think I came with swerving. Swerve was a good word for me. But just in case you didn't hear that, I have them here again. I'm gonna go through this again. 8 words to use other than pivoting, because people say, oh, everyone's using that word pivoting. If I hear the P word one more time, I'm gonna scream. Okay, well, okay, here's 8 other words you can use besides the P word. Number 1, rotating. Number 2, turning, revolving, spinning, swiveling. You know, are you swiveling? Twirling, you know, get your twirl on. Swerving, that's my favorite one. Swerve, you know, man, I had to swerve around that, man. Are you still working that? No, I had to swerve. I had to do something else. I had to swerve around that. They were talking crazy. So, you know, that's how you use it. Or oscillating, you know, like a fan oscillates. Oh, I oscillated around that. No, I didn't do that. I'm doing this now. So anyway, I'm being silly. And of course I am. So that's what I do. So those are your 8 words to use other than pivoting. Okay. So the best way to predict the future is to invent it. So that's one thing that we need to do. I mean, we need to, you know, we need to invent what we're doing or come up with something else. Because, you know, as far as our industry is concerned, I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, California, we didn't shut down everything, but, you know, there's some restrictions on some things. Again, some places you can go, like adult entertainment. I think that means like movie theaters and things like that, that were open before. You know, those got scaled back, meaning they're not open now. And I don't remember the date that they're going to reopen these things. So, you know, and the hotels are opening up, but I'm not sure if, you know, occupancy has gone up. If it has, it's, you know, it's a slight uptick, I'm sure. The drive market, those are the things that are going on, just in case you didn't know, but I'm sure most hotel people know. The first thing is going to come back is the leisure market. So that's the drive market, you know, to, let's say, 1 hour, 2 hours away from the destination. So from Los Angeles, you're trying to promote your business or your hotel to those people that will be driving into LA. You know, Santa Barbara would do that, a drive market, San Diego, Palm Springs, you know, all those areas in the Southern California, Orange County would do that, just like LA would do. So those are the things, like I said, that's the market that will come back before anything else. You know, everybody wants corporate business. Oh, we got to get this corporate business. Guess what? Corporate business is not happening right now. So you have to go to the leisure. You got to go to the families. Like the Palm Springs, you know, people going to Palm Springs, people love that 200 degree heat. Guess what? I don't. So you don't have to, Palm Springs, you don't have to send me anything because I'm not going there right now. You know, when it's cooler, okay, October, I'll be there in October, right? But right now in the middle of summer, I'm okay. Because guess what? And the reason why is not that I don't love Palm Springs, because I do. I don't love heat. I'm from Blythe. The people that live in Blythe obviously love heat, but I don't. And, you know, it's a good thing I have a choice, right? When you have a choice, you don't have to go, right? So, no. But in the October, I'm there. October through April, I'm all over Palm Springs. So Palm Springs is a place to be October through end of April. I'll give them that, okay? So it's not too warm in April. You probably get into the, you know, you're probably in 80s, 90s, you know, still comfortable. But right now, 115, 117, no, I'll pass. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Email address is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter, I'm on every social media platform known to man. Twitter is Russell of Hotels, @RussellofHotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edman. Facebook, Russell L. Edman. And I don't know why I keep getting this notification popping up on one of my 5 computer screens. Facebook, I have 2 pages, Russell L. Edman and Russell of Hotels. And then my website is russellofhotels.com. You getting the theme there, Russell of Hotels? You getting that theme? It's all about your brand, right? It's all about your brand. And be consistent on your brand, okay? Be consistent. Have that name somewhere in everything that you do. Okay. And I like my name, right? So that's why I put Russell of Hotels. And then I remember when I was, this is a side thing. I remember when I was trying to figure out the name of this, my company or my brand, right? And I sent it to somebody that was doing, They did graphic design and things like that. And I asked him, I said, hey, what do you think? I sent him a couple of different names. And he said, I like the Russell of Hotels. He said, it sounds like royalty. Royalty. I'm like, I love it. Okay. That's all I needed to hear. Okay. So Russell of Hotels sounds like royalty. At least it is one person that did, right? So I said, that's what I'm going off of. Because it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with how it made him feel, right? That came from him. It didn't come from me. I didn't say, well, didn't that sound like royalty, you know, Russell of Hotels? No, he said it. Okay. So when he said that, you know, you throw out a line, like, you know, fishing, you throw out a line, right? And then when you get them, you reel them in. And then that was it, right? Once he told me that, I'm like, yeah, I got it. It's Russell of Hotels. And now I get comments, hey, you're the Russell of Hotels, right? Hey, Russell of Hotels. Then, you know, people want to be funny. Hey, Russell of Hotels, what are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. Is this Russell of Hotels? That's okay. Just keep calling it. Just call me that. That's fine. That's what it's all about. That's the brand, right? That's how the brand. It's not what I think about it. It's what other people think about it, right? Always remember that. You know, put your old little ego aside or whatever. It's not what you think. It's what other people think of your brand or you. And you are the brand, just so you know. Whew, that was a good one. The show is live show, meaning this is a live show started 26 minutes ago. And I'm already talking. I'm on my first win, right? Okay. So it's 1:26. I've been talking for 26 minutes. And anyway, the show becomes, it's a live show, like I said. It becomes a podcast after, right? So live show becomes a podcast. Some people do straight podcasts. A podcast is a pre-recorded show, right? Mine is a live show that becomes a podcast like 5 minutes after the show's over. Ronan, our producer, he, you know, uploads it to your favorite podcast platforms, right? So wherever that is, that's where Russell of Hotels will be. So you can listen to it when you're driving to Palm Springs for the weekend, right? Just, you know, go to your favorite podcast platform and just look for Russell of Hotels and you can listen to the show as you're on your way to Palm Springs. I'm just gave Palm Springs a plug. Hey, I didn't give a plug to, I didn't tell you where I was, right? I'm at the La Fonda Hotel in Santa Fe, New Mexico. See, that's the patio that I'm sitting on. You see the views of the mountain right there? So yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico. You ever been? It's kind of a cool place. Definitely, definitely. Someplace like a weekend getaway. They have skiing there too in the winter. But it's a lot of things to do. A lot of hiking. I'm not sure now, you know, the downtown area because of COVID and things like that. But just call and check, you know. Before you book anywhere, make sure you call and check what's going on, what's open, you know, what are their restrictions, what are their protocols? Are they even allowing people from California to go there? I don't know, but check it out. Check it out. No, Santa Fe wasn't on my bucket list, but I'm glad that I was able to go, right? But it's definitely a place that I would definitely go back. Would not have a problem bringing a meeting there. You would own the city with a small, you know, smaller meetings. They have a convention center here as well. So when we get back to that, but for leisure, for getting away, Santa Fe, check it out. You would be surprised. You would definitely be surprised. And the food there, the type of spices, the chilies, the green chilies that they use, you know, they start off as green and they dry to red and there's different flavors. And when you go there, order whatever you order. Let's say you ordered a burrito, right? Make sure you get it Christmas style, which means it's the red and the green sauce. They're both the same chili. It's just that they're different stages, right? But man, you're talking about some good eating, okay? There's some good eating in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Check it out. Okay, so I already talked about the podcast. Sponsorship opportunities. It's like La Fonda Hotel, right? Santa Fe, New Mexico. You can have, you know, your sponsorship page right there. I design the Zoom backdrops and things like that. So it takes me a couple minutes to do. So, you know, there you go. So the opportunities are there. Just reach out to me at Russell@RussellOfHotels.com. Our feeder cities, I mean, we reach a lot of people, thousands of people some weeks. It just depends. I mean, the reach goes not just in the U.S., but in the U.S. is L.A., San Francisco, Orange County, Chicago, New York, Atlanta sometimes pops in there every now and then. But then we're out of the country as well. Jamaica, Bahamas, Barbados, Philippines. Did I say UK already? The UK, Australia, and what's the New Zealand? I was going to say, what's the country next to Australia? New Zealand. So, yeah. So, we reached quite a few people. What is the Russell of Hotels group? What do I do? That's one thing people say. What does this guy do? I mean, he does a lot of talking, but what does he really do? digital marketing. I do a lot of digital marketing via social media for like some hotels, you know, things like that. Hotels, small hotels, larger hotels, medium-sized hotels, not large. Large hotel for me would be over 500 rooms. I haven't done. I mean, I will do, but most of my hotels that I have worked with or was currently work with, they're up to 300-400 rooms. There you go. So it's all about building your presence or keeping your presence out there, especially during this time when people don't know what's going on with your hotel. Well, the best way to get the word out and to keep being relevant or stay relevant or be top of mind is to do some social media campaigns, build your presence or keep your presence there, right? So I work with a couple of hotels and doing that exact same thing through videos, you know, or postings, content, creating content for specific hotels. The same thing that I would do for my own brand, how I started my brand and how I built it to where it is now. You know, LinkedIn, I started with, you know, 10 followers. Now it's over 26, almost 30,000, between 26 and 30,000. I mean, it's just, you know, there's things you have to do and things, there's certain ways you do it. But you have to do it, right? You have to be all in. And that's one thing that, for whatever reason, our industry is not all in on social media and things like that. And this is one of the least expensive things to do, I would think. I mean, it's not like print. You know, some people are still into, we got to do print advertising. Well, okay, well, maybe you should. But what about this thing that may not cost you a lot of money? Let's do that first, okay? So, but a lot of people, for whatever reason, we don't embrace it like we should. So that's one thing I do, digital marketing. So radio show host, radio show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals when I have a hospitality professional to interview. And I could have one today, but I didn't want to because I wanted to talk. Anyway, collaborating and connecting of people. That's the biggest thing that I do is about, you know, trying to get with new people that I haven't met before, you know, see how we can work together. I talked to a guy yesterday, and in fact, I have to email him some things. And we talked about social media. We talked about, you know, building a presence, staying relevant. We're talking about all the things. He's familiar with hotels. He supports hotels with his business. And, he was asking me, you know, as far as social media, what do I do? I say, well, there are certain things that I do. I mean, it's all about the building relevance, you know, staying top of mind. You know, building your followers, things like that. Those are things I do. But, you know, there's some extensive, elaborate promotional campaigns that I said, well, that's not my sweet spot. That's not what I do. And he appreciated that. He said, oh, that's okay. That's interesting. But I gave him a spin on how I look at your comp set and all these things. And that and that's part of your campaign, right? Looking at your comp set, seeing what they're doing, or at least knowing who they are, right? And then that way I know who they are. And I see what they're doing on social media or not doing, all right? And we do things contrary to what they're doing or not doing. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. So if you're, my advice to any hotels or companies, whatever, that are doing, especially hotels, because we look at our star report because we want to know what our competition is doing, right? So we compare everything. It's like a report card for your hotel. So we compare everything on the star report, right? So it's like, I don't know, 5-6 hotels that can be on there as your competition. If I knew the name of them, I would look at their social media pages and see exactly what they're doing. And a lot of times they're not doing anything. So, I mean, those are things you have to look at. I mean, people will just sign up a company and the company hasn't even asked, well, who's your competition? You know, or what are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve? All they want to say is, okay, well, it's going to cost X to do this. Okay, well, let's do it. You know, what have they done? Have they worked with hotels in the past? One thing that gets me is that we will sign up with a company to do our social media. They never worked with hotels before. They're in New York. You're in LA. Okay. I mean, me, the hotels that I do social media for, I go to those hotels. Even if I have to fly there and stay a couple of days there, because you have to know exactly what's going on in the area. Then that way you can take pictures. Your pictures are better than stock photos. Remember that. Okay. So if I have to go to the hotel, take my own pictures, regardless where it is, if it's in New York, I'm going to New York, right? Because you're paying me to do a job and I want the best results. I can't have the best results and I had never been to that hotel. I'm sorry, doesn't work, but we will throw good money after bad and with companies that don't even do that. Okay. But you got Russell of Hotels here that will do those things. I mean, I'm a business, right? So you have to do certain things you have to do in order to do a good job for your client. And doing a good job is going, spending some time at that hotel, seeing what everything that they offer. You have to experience it and compare that with their competition, right? And then you can come up with a plan. But without that, you can't come up with a plan or a plan that's not going to, you can come up with a plan, but it may not be a successful plan. But these are things that you have to do. And those are things that Russell of Hotels does, right? So that was a quick little plug there. You saw that? How smooth that was, that transition? But it's all about collaborating and connecting with people. That's what it's all about. Who's on blast? No one's on blast today. And I changed the format of what on blast is. When you're on the show, then I'm blowing you up. So that means you're on blast, right? So we talk about, like, you know, Stephen Freeman was on here. What's the other dude's name that was on here last 2 weeks ago? Walt Moore. We blew him up, right? So those are people that will be on blast, right? So on blast has changed. These are four questions that I ask every week. How is your brand staying relevant? And we talked about relevancy just a couple minutes ago. How are you staying relevant? Are you staying relevant? Are you doing anything? You got to do something, right? Can't just be stagnant. You have to do something. And social media is a good way to get out to people. Okay. You can reach a lot of people in a short period of time. Okay. So that's the beauty of social media, right? And you control the narrative, right? You control what you put out. Sounds easy. Sounds good to me, right? Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? Knowing, you know, the whole COVID situation, what would you do differently? Now you know that. So what are you going to do that's different? You have to do something different. Okay. You have to. And this is in life. This is whatever you're dealing with. Okay. You have to do something different. Okay. It may cause you to swerve, right? Are you swerving? And for people to just join, you know, I came up with eight other words other than pivoting. Okay. So swerve is my word. Okay. Swerve is my word. So are you swerving? Okay. Some people have to do that. Okay. Because right now, no one's hiring, not a lot going on in our industry. Right. So what are we doing? Which way are we pivoting or swerving? Excuse me. See, I keep using that dreaded P word. Okay. Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? We have to make new acquaintances because you never know what the next, if we're looking for a job, if we're talking to the same people, we're going to get the same things, right? That's one thing I try to do. I try to expand my network. And you know how a good way to expand your network? LinkedIn. I'm going to talk about LinkedIn. Now, this is actually going to be the topic today. But, you know, going through social media, use the social media platforms to your benefit, to put your brand out, put you out there, put you front, top of mind of people. If you're trying to maybe transition to another industry, I mean, a lot of that is going on within our hospitality industry. Some people are transitioning out. But the best way to do that is to start looking, and LinkedIn is a good way to, it's because it's all about being professional or, you know, a business or whatever, putting your brand out there. It's not about entertainment like Facebook would be. I mean, you got to remember, all these platforms have their niche, right? They're good for something, right? So Facebook is good for entertaining people and sharing a lot of content. You know, LinkedIn is good for posting things about your business. You know, there's students on there, you know, talking to the professors or reaching out for that. There's business people like myself. There's entrepreneurs, tons of entrepreneurs there. I mean, from legal, doctors, whatever. There's everything that's on LinkedIn. So we need to keep that. We need to keep LinkedIn and keep Facebook. Okay. Does that make sense? Am I on the right page? Am I reaching somebody out there? Oh, I see that one person out there. He raised his hand. So connect with different people. connect and collaborate. What has this situation taught you? This whole COVID thing or whatever is going on in our nation, in our world, what has it taught you? Has it taught you to make sure you're a little bit more flexible? We don't, you know, throw things all in one basket, or we have other things that we can swerve to if needed. I mean, that's what it's taught me, right? That that the swerving that I did, the things that I put in place last year helped me to swerve this year, right? I didn't know this was coming up. I had no idea that this was coming up. No one knew, right? But I knew from my own business that something out of the zillion things that I do, a couple of those things were becoming stagnant, or, you know, I was getting less and less of it. Okay. So, which means I say, well, hey, I still got to work. I still got to make money. Right. So I had to swerve to do something else. Right. And then now that this has happened, now I'm in a better position to swerve and do those other things until this thing comes back. If it comes back at all. I mean, I'm still thinking 18 to 24 months is where I'm still thinking as far as us rebounding, meaning the hotel industry rebounding. Shout out to LaFaye Baker, Diamond in the Raw. I spoke to within her organization this morning. I spoke to six ladies that are part of Diamonds in the Raw. It's a program for women, African-American women that, you know, just a place to go, a sounding board, a support system, whatever it is. I mean, it does a lot of different things. LaFaye Baker is a stunt woman, stunt coordinator. She's like hula hoop champion that's in the Guinness World Book of Records. I mean, this woman does all kind of phenomenal things, right? So anyway, she formed this organization. I know the organization because my niece had gone through it. And and she did some positive things within the community. So there's some women, these young ladies, were six young ladies working on their own podcast. Well, I happened to see LaFaye last week in my neighborhood. She lives in the neighborhood. She was walking and I was washing a car or something. And she said, hey, are you still doing your podcast? And I said, yeah. Now, LaFaye was a client of mine at the Sheraton, right? Okay. Sheraton Universal. So she said, am I still doing the podcast? I said, yeah. Well, it's a radio show that becomes a podcast. I said, yeah, still doing it. She goes, hey, I have six young ladies or some young ladies. Would you be willing to come on and talk about it? And so she gave me the opportunity to do that. Any opportunity like that, I'm going to take advantage of. So LaFaye, thank you so much. That's why you're getting your shout out, because I do appreciate that. And if you need any help at all, there's some other things that I forgot to mention as far as how I promote the show. That's something that I can talk about the next time that we talk. So just let me know. Reach out to me. And I'll be glad to do that. So shout out to Miss LaFaye Baker. Go LaFayeBaker.com and check her out, okay? Because she has an interesting story too. Congrats to Victor Simmons. He's the new VP of HR and Diversity and Inclusion of Ace Hotels, New York City, okay? Now, Vic and I kind of grew up together, right? We were rivals in high school. Well, a rival would mean, you know, the teams were pretty close, right? As far as competition, no, they used to beat the crap out of us. But anyway, so that's another story, right? But we went to college together. We ended up going to Cal Poly together, and we in the industry together, right? So Victor got laid off. He was with Wyndham Hotels. He got laid off back when everyone was getting laid off back in April, I guess, March or April, because of the COVID virus. And he just recently, now one thing about Victor, he had experience in HR and D&I, which is diversity and inclusion, which a lot of people don't have. Either you have the HR background or you have the D&I component, but he happened to have both. And a lot of companies need what Victor has. Okay. So this whole COVID thing and this whole social injustice thing that's going on, I talked about that earlier. This turned out to be great for him. So congratulations to Victor Simmons, the new VP of HR and Diversity and Inclusion for Ace Hotels. Now, Ace Hotels, there's an Ace Hotel here in LA. There's Ace Hotel. I think there's about 16 to 20 hotels. They're still building. They're still growing. Have them in New York. They're high-end boutique hotels. Okay, so way to go, Victor. My friend, right? We went to school together. You know, hey, I can call that guy up and say, hey, guy, what's going on? You know, so he's a good guy. He's a good friend. And I'm proud of him. So congrats again, Victor. Introduction of today's topic. Now, we only got 15 minutes, right? So that's how I do. When I'm on the show by myself, you know, I'm just talking, rattling off things. And there you go. But anyway, what is social media marketing? You know, we talked a little bit about marketing ourselves, marketing our business. Social media marketing, what is it? Digital marketing strategy, which involves various social media platforms to achieve marketing goals related to communication, interaction with customers, and brands. Okay, so that's what you want to do, right? And it comes from sharing audio, sharing videos, sharing images, sharing text, just content creation. And it's all about, you know, you can do advertising through social media. You can do marketing. You know, it's all about putting your brand up front. And it's, you can do paid advertising as well. You know, as Facebook has paid advertising, Twitter, all of them have paid advertising. Although there's many social media sites, right? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is the most powerful tool for marketing. Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there. LinkedIn's not paying me to do this. They don't know I'm even talking about them. Okay, but I think LinkedIn is the most powerful platform to market your business or market yourself, especially if you're trying to find a job and things like that. It has to be LinkedIn, right? So if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, and it astounds me that some people don't even have a LinkedIn profile. People that I talk to, I'm like, you're on LinkedIn? No, what's that? Or, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to do a profile. No, do the profile. If you're looking for a job, you need to be on LinkedIn. Okay? Why is LinkedIn more effective? Why is it the most effective marketing tool? It's professional, right? So it's all about being professional. It's not entertainment like Facebook. Okay? Facebook is all about entertaining, and everyone has their own niche. Like I said that earlier, it's a professional social media network rather than an entertaining platform. Okay, I just mentioned that. Professionals and students are using this platform for career growth. You find a job on there. It's a powerful tool which helps a recruiter find the right candidate. Right, so you have to make sure your resume is tight, meaning, you know, it's done correctly. And, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday, Michelle Carlin with Alignment. What's your company called, Michelle? Alignment Management? She's going to text me in a minute, I'm sure. But Michelle Carlin does resume writing. And I would definitely recommend her. And I'm going to come up and I'll make sure I put, you know, her information on in the notes at the end of the show or on my Facebook page or on my website. Gosh darn it, I can't even think. But anyway, we were just talking about that yesterday, that she does. She helps people, you know, write resumes, making sure everything is, you know, to the way it should be. Because, you know, these days, in order to get noticed, there has to be SEO sound, meaning, you know, wording has to be in a certain way, a certain order, because, you know, when you post things, when you send things in now, these days, there's a system that they use that picks out keywords. And if those keywords are not there, your resume gets, let's just say it gets thrown in the garbage or it's at the bottom of the list or the bottom of the pile. Okay, so you want to make sure that it's SEO sound or the like I said, that there has to be an order. There's a certain order that your resume has to be at these days. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Can you guys understand what I'm talking about? Certain order that your resume has to fall in a certain order in order for people, your prospective employers, to see it. Because if it's not SEO sound, it will be in the trash. I'll just say that. Man, I'm getting kind of hoarse. How LinkedIn is more effective marketing tool than other social media platforms for digital purposes. Bottom line, didn't I tell you she's going to email me or text me? Alignment Advising. What did I say? Alignment Management? AlignmentAdvising.com. If you need help on your resume, contact Michelle Carlin, and that's C-A-R-L-E-N, and that is AdvisementAdvising.com. Didn't I say that? Wow. Okay. So what I'm saying is, as far as getting your brand out, getting your name out, if you're going to do it on LinkedIn, well, I would suggest that you do it on LinkedIn, but make sure, like I said, your resume is together. Your profile is together. It's completed, because it will tell you, LinkedIn will tell you, okay, you need to complete this on your profile. So it gives you hints. It's not like you can walk away from it and it's not complete. So it does give you those hints. So make sure, and you can Google everything these days, right? You know, what's a great LinkedIn profile? You know, give you an example of a LinkedIn profile. So you can just mirror that. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I copy a lot of stuff, right? It's not plagiarism. It's just, you know, it's just copying, just borrowing someone else's idea. Come on. So make sure we do that. You want to be top of mind. You want to stay engaged on LinkedIn, because that's one way you get noticed, is that you're posting things, you know, you're content creating, or you're liking people's posts. You know, those are the ways that you get noticed by, you know, people, or people that may be interested in what you do. That's how I get. In fact, like I said, I mentioned earlier, a gentleman called me. We had a 10-minute call yesterday, and he wanted to know what I did. And, you know, just, you know, it scratches the surface when you just happen to be skimming, you know, through LinkedIn or whatever. And he saw my profile. He saw what I did, but he wanted, you know, a little bit more information. So we scheduled a 10-minute call yesterday morning. And I got, you know, more information about what he did. He got more information about what I did or what I do. And we may be able to collaborate on some things. We definitely connected. So we may be able to collaborate. So that's what LinkedIn, that's the power of LinkedIn, right? Because there's like-minded people on LinkedIn. Facebook, the stuff that I get on Facebook, it's no bearing on what I get on LinkedIn, right? It's not business related. It's always some, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it can be friends, it can be family, whatever, you know, and they want something totally different than what a potential business colleague or associate or another entrepreneur would want, right? So it's totally different. So I would say put more effort into LinkedIn than I would, you know, dealing with Facebook. There's, 500? Oh, no, that's Twitter I'm talking about. Okay, no, we're not even going to talk about Twitter today. But I just want to make sure that I did touch that, because there's a lot of people looking for jobs, and LinkedIn is a great place to start. You know, just sending your resumes the, you know, old fashioned way, mailing and things like that. People don't have time to open up mail and all that stuff anymore, unless you personally know people. And it's always good. It's always good to know a lot of people on LinkedIn, because you want people to introduce you, you know, for jobs. I mean, I get those calls every now and then where people will say, hey, I'm looking for a job, and I notice that you're connected with so-and-so, with this company. And I say, yeah, I happen to know that person. Well, can you give me an e-introduction? Oh, heck yeah, definitely. Especially if I know the person, and the person that's looking, you know, I'm trying to help them out, of course, right? So I do those things all the time. So that's what you need to do. So connect with people on LinkedIn, because you never know the person you're connecting with. You never know if they can help you or not, right? And I connect with people, has nothing to do with the industry, right? I connect with a lot within the hospitality industry, but I think it's a detriment if you don't connect with people outside of it. LinkedIn used to have issues with that. I don't know if they still do, because I got banned from LinkedIn. Did I tell you this? I got suspended from LinkedIn because they said I was connecting with people and people didn't know who I was. And I said, well, isn't that the whole premise behind LinkedIn? How the heck are they going to know who I am if I don't connect with them? But see, on LinkedIn, you have the option, right, to accept them or not. So I'm like, well, if they don't know me or they don't want to connect with me, then don't accept me. And so I had to write a letter to the LinkedIn, the gods of LinkedIn. And they basically said, oh, they understood what I was saying. I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense. Then your whole premise for LinkedIn is wrong. You need to change it. So they unsuspended me, but they gave me some restrictions. But, you know, I said, hey, I must be doing something right if people are going to, you know, slap my hand or whatever. I still have 30,000 followers. So from getting my hand slapped, I probably should have 100,000. But anyway, that's okay. That's all right. But thank you, LinkedIn, for you know, taking the handcuffs off and allow me to keep going. Because like I said, I was not doing anything harmful. I'm just trying to connect people. That's what LinkedIn is about, right? It's about networking with people. And everyone you network with in life is not going to be people that you know. And that's what it's all about, is networking with people that you don't know. You may have a common interest. You may or may not do the same thing, but that's the beauty of it, right? If I'm a meeting planner, right, which that's part of one of the many things that I do, or hotel site selection, someone outside of the hospitality industry may need my services, right? But if I don't link in with people or try to connect with people, then how would I even know that? So LinkedIn, that doesn't even make any sense for you to even try to sanction or limit, you know, or discipline someone for trying to meet new people. Now, if they don't want to be met, if they don't want to link in with me, then that's up to them, right? And that's fine. Because believe me, there's people that want to link in with me. I don't want to link with, I don't want to connect with, because one, they don't have a profile picture. And I mentioned this last week on LinkedIn. So that's the first thing you need to do, is have a profile picture or a logo or something, preferably a picture. Because I don't link in with, I won't link or connect with anyone that doesn't have a photo. No way. Because I don't know what they have. I don't know what's going on with them. Why don't they have a picture? I don't know. But anyway, it's time for me to wrap up. I just got a note here. Just flashed on my screen. Said, it's time for you to wrap up. Okay. Thanks, Ronan. All right. But hey, anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It's 1:56. I got 4 minutes to spare. But thank you so much. I appreciate you guys joining in for show 66. Look forward to show 67 next week. Take care. Have a great day. Remember, it's Taco Tuesday. Hashtag non-meat eats. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.